Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, William Downs. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. Basic Business AI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Just go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Jason Anthony. He's a creative pro with 25 plus years of experience in the digital media and marketing sectors, delivering impactful and transformative results. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Well, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we always just start off with this question. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Oh, that's such a great question. It's like, first, I'd like to start, it's shaping very rapidly. It's transforming it very rapidly, right? In a matter of mere, years and months now, even things are changing, exploding so fast. I think the biggest advantage for me right now, as an agency owner, I own multiple agencies, is that it's cut down the manual hours of the tasks and items, for repetitive tasks needed. That time has been drastically reduced. So that translates directly to decreased operational costs, right? And it allows us to have more time to actually turn the questions back to our clients and look at their needs and their desires, what their motivations are, so we can better help them out in the marketplace.
Yeah, I love that. So I'm curious, what would you say would be like the biggest thing that you think would be like not intuitive to people about AI that, maybe you feel like when you're talking with people, you kind of have to get them past that hurdle? Is there some particular thing that's sort of your go-to, like, oh yeah, you should probably know this, or?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. I just had this conversation earlier today. I think a lot of people in some larger organizations, they may be hearing a lot of chatter, right, around the office or on the Slack channels or wherever that may be about AI, 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 and they keep hearing it. They may not be sure what it is, right, or how to integrate it. So, I typically start with repetitive tasks, right, are the low-hanging fruit. Anything that you can identify that's, super repetitive, probably there's a use case or there's a scenario where some software exists already that you can just, integrate and start rolling with, right out of the gate. And then, another one that I just thought of the other day too was standard operating procedures, right? There's a lot of companies and organizations out there that are sitting on a gold mine of information about their company, about their brand, about the organization that they can then feed into these models, right? And give it, some great insights, and they can glean even better information when they start to actually use these LLMs, right? For whatever use case that might be. So take the existing SOPs if you have them and start feeding them into some of these custom GPTs or, things like that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So why don't you tell me about your, who your target audience is and how you help them?
Sure. Yeah. We work with a number of different businesses and brands, specifically those that are at that inflection point and ready to scale, right? So on the marketing agency side, we can cover, A to Z, everything from branding all the way through web development and then marketing. On the SEO side, we have Fido SEO, which is a search engine optimization agency. So once a brand's ready to actually start moving up and increasing their online visibility, we do full service 360 marketing and help them get found faster online. So right now we work in a number of different niches and industries. I do a lot of work in the life sciences space. We work with some big global brands and mom and pops, right? I think the key is You know, what are the revenue drivers right now? And are they at that point? And you kind of mentioned this in the sponsorship for the Anabots, right? It's like the customers that are ready to start bringing those inbound leads in, we can bring them to you, right? And then there's that secondary component, which I think, you know, your guys' solution is great, is that if you're not responding really quickly, you're going to lose all that, right? So if we take on too small of an organization who's really not ready to scale or grow, they're kind of stuck and they've got all these leads dumped onto their lap and they're not able to respond fast enough. And that just goes out to the competition or, you know, whoever it may be that, that can actually, you know, reach out and respond to them. So, so it's kind of a little bit, you know, of a broad stroke in terms of specific clients that we serve. I think that's why I like to answer that question with more of, it's not so much what they do. It's just, you know, how they're looking to grow their business and where they're at right now, kind of in their life cycle or their stages.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I even just like you're talking about standard operating procedures. Like that's been something that for me as somebody that's worked, I've worked from home most of my career just as a contractor, you know, really had to think about that stuff. But then when you start getting into things that is more repetitive, it's like, oh no, it makes sense. I've already solved this before. I don't need to just redo this over and over again.
Historically, my SOPs were a piece of, you know, pad of paper and my notes, and similar to you. Yeah. You know, I've been work from home now for probably coming up on 15 years. So even pre-pandemic, I was already, you know, the only thing that changed for me was all the restaurants shut down and I couldn't go do anything, right? I was still working from home. So I'm glad that a lot of other people now are out here experiencing that. But with that comes, you know, some of these things that we need to be more mindful of, and especially on those repetitive tasks, right? What can we sit here and just kind of, you know, implement that's going to automate and just make workflows a little bit more streamlined and better.
Yeah. One of the things I love about AI is just going, all right, what are the things that I want to do? Because a lot of times I don't want to do some of the stuff that AI is great at. Like, I don't know, like your background in art and design and stuff like that. But I think I read something about your end user experience. Like you care about like the HCI of things like
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Human-centered input. I mean, yeah, like that's something like when we do any type of creative work, right? We always want to know, and this is kind of like, I glean a lot of this from, I also have a sales background, right? You want to understand that end user's needs, right? And what that experience is to them. So if we can bake that in on the front end, right? And always keep that mindful every step along the process, the outcomes are always, you know, much greater and far better than they would as if, you know, and I always use the phrase, but with clients, right? It's sometimes it's very hard to read the label from inside the bottle, right? You're working with clients, they know their products inside and out, man, and they can talk to you. So especially some of these founders, you know, in the startup realm, they'll talk your ear off. They'll tell you everything you need to know, every feature, every benefit, every, you know, advantage. And that's great. But, you know, the end user and their customer probably doesn't want to hear all that yet. Or if they do, you can get them that information, but you want to flip it around and really, you know, this kind of falls even into the search realm, right? We user intent is like key when we're doing SEO for clients. We want to know how they're behaving when they sit down in front of Google or any other search engine. What are they looking for? How are they typing that in? And if we can identify that and their, you know, their actual intent, our chances for success are much, much greater.
Yeah. So, let me think here a second. Give me just a second.
Yeah, no problem.
So I'm trying to find a good jumping off point from that. Sorry, lost my train of thought.
All good.
Okay.
Ready or not?
Okay. Hey, so Jason, why don't you tell me what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Sure. I'm kind of everywhere, obviously. You can find me at my main website is jasonanthonygroup.com. We also have this SEO service that I mentioned. It's Fido, F-I-D-O, SEO.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. We've got a cool new tech show at New Tech Demos on YouTube. So those would probably be three great places or four great places rather to find me.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it for sharing with us some basic business insight on how you're using AI. And it's been great. Thank you very much for being on the
show. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
So sorry, I have a wrap up I'm supposed to do.
You got it. Go for it.
So I'm still working on being ready for these things.
It's all
My
good.
editor's going to go nuts.
Hey, you got an editor. That's good, right?
Right. Well, we had one dude that he's got a program that edits. Like
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
I'm sure it doesn't know how to, I don't know that it can fix, like, it can fix little mess ups. I don't know that it would fix this. I'd be curious to see.
That's pretty interesting. And I'm sure there's some sort of AI, you know, baked into that.
Yeah. I wasn't like, it didn't feel done to me. Like he sent me a copy of our podcast edited. And I was like, well, there's still stuff I would need to do. So as long as you could easily edit it, but if it's then just comes as one clip that I got to re-slice and edit differently, that could be an issue.
Yeah. There's
All right.
I was gonna say, go for it. We'll talk.
Well, let me wrap this.
Gotcha.
And so that's it. We're going to wrap from here. Thank you, Jason, for joining us for a practical conversation. We've talked about where you can see him at Revenue. Oh, no, sorry. I didn't copy that over there.
All good. Gonna start over.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it.
Thank you, Jason, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI. And thank you to our listeners. If you run businesses of any size, or you have an idea or strategy around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply to be on a future episode of Basic Business AI by simply going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24-hour AI sales and supports team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI.